That's us. I am Robin Gunn. You are listening to us on the Rise and Thrive OSJ Radio Hour, which stands for the Oklahoma Senior Journal. We are the 28-year magazine. We are the original. We are the longest-running 50-plus magazine in the 405 area code. So we cover all of the 405 area code with 116 pages in this current issue. We have over 6,000 local resources within our pages, and we even have some resources that aren't in our city that can also help you and your loved ones. So we are literally for the 50 plus, those that love and serve them. We not only have a business to consumer section in this magazine, we also have a business to business section. So the Oklahoma Senior Journal is very well rounded. We always listen to our readers, and we do lots of things in this magazine they suggest. One was to have a pet section, so we've had one of those for 10 years. Now we have the business to business section, like I just mentioned. Also have a directory of an 11-page directory in the magazine, so you can, it's an user-friendly, and then we have multiple articles that will help you. And the Oklahoma Senior Journal can be picked up at 650 locations in the 405 area code. So if you'll go to okseniorjournal.com, that's OK, spell out senior, spell out journal.com. Go there. There's a list at the top called menu, and you pull that down and you will find the distribution button. That way you can go directly to where one of these magazines are available to you. If you do not want to get out and pick up an Oklahoma Senior Journal, you can download it at that same website, okseniorjournal.com. Every single page is available online, and you can even print them off. The Oklahoma Senior Journal's entire purpose is for you to age well and with a plan. And the reason we wanted to start radio 4.5 years ago is because we wanted to be able to get a little more in depth about some of the articles we have in the Oklahoma Senior Journal. And then I get to stumble across people in my life that also aren't in the magazine because maybe it got printed before they could be in it. So I have, this is about our 7th or 8th show. Is that right, guys?
About that. Yeah. I think so.
And so I've got the brain guys on. That's what they're affectionately known as. So Michael Patterson and Roger Anionson. How did I do?
You nailed it.
I got two thumbs up on Zoom. Roger is in Portland, Oregon. Yes, Portland, right. Oregon, yep. Area. And then Michael is in the L.A. area, right?
That's correct.
So we're Zooming these guys in today. It sounds like they're right here in the studio. I can see them perfectly on my screen, which I love. And make sure you also go to that okseniorjournal.com because you can register for our e-newsletter. And so you can see Roger and Michael on our e-newsletter as well. The e-newsletter is packed full of information. We already have 7,500-plus people that receive our e-newsletter. So please be one of those in the know, as we like to say. Roger and Michael both have worked in the senior industry, haven't you?
Yeah,
almost
both of us.
Two decades.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So then I'm just, you know, I know I've given out your bio many, many times, and you can go to our website and hear their bio. They both have done TED Talks. They have a podcast called MindRamp.org. Is that correct?
Well, it's the MindRamp podcast. And, MindRamp.org is our website.
Okay. So how does one go to your podcast?
Well, you can go to the website, MindRamp.org, okay. And there's a whole podcast page. Okay. And then you can just scroll through, or any of the normal platforms like Apple Podcast or Google Podcast or Spotify, okay. And so on.
And so you two briefly, just tell our audience how you met each other.
I met Michael when we both went to the same conference in 2006. We had never met or even known about one another, but we kept seeing each other in 7 different conference sessions, all on brain health. They were the first ever at this giant 6,000-delegate conference that happens once a year. And we kept noticing that the same people were in the audience. And I gave the last of the seven talks. Michael went to all seven of the talks. And afterwards, we realized we had something ahead of us, and we partnered from that point on.
I was running the Staying Sharp program for AARP at the time, and I was kind of looking for somebody who understood brain health the way I did, and I kept going to these sessions and thinking, maybe not, maybe. And then I saw Roger, and I said, okay.
You had an
this is the guy who gets it, you know.
So. I love it, guys. Well, okay, I wanted to do a little bit different, not just read your bios, because we can all read it on your on my website or through our e-newsletter. So thank you for giving that cool little background there. But we will come back. We're going to be talking about women's brains today. So if you men want to know how those work, and you better stay tuned. And then this is really going to be enlightening to women as well. This is Robin Gunn. You're listening to us on the Rise and Thrive OSJ Radio Hour. Because what does OSJ stand for, guys?
Oklahoma Senior Journal.
There you go. Here
we
on the Eagle.
Earlier, we thought it was Oklahoma Senior Jake because he was going to take over.
Jake is our producer.
Not today, folks. Not today.
I love it. On the Eagle, 1640 AM, KZLS. These boys have got me cracking up with my female brain.
That's right.
Hi, this is Jeff with Synergy Home Care. Are you seeing constant changes with your seniors, from housework not getting done, medications not being taken, or even consistent falls with limited supervision for your mom, dad, or even grandma? The effects of your aging loved ones can no longer be ignored. Don't worry. Synergy Home Care is definitely here to help. We offer services from hourly care to around-the-clock compassionate care. We can help with meal preparation, escort to appointments, medication, reminders, and much, much more. Call Synergy Home Care now at 405-254-3046 for a free in-home assessment. Our RN will customize a care plan specific for your loved one's care to give you the peace of mind that they are getting the care they need. Call Synergy Home Care today at 405-254-3046. Again, that's 405-254-3046. Synergy Home Care.
My mom was diagnosed with dementia. I felt lost and afraid. How will this affect her life as well as mine? I knew that I wouldn't be able to take care of her on my own. With children and work obligations, there was no way I'd be able to give her the daily care she needs.
With aging baby boomers, more and more people are being caught in what is called the sandwich generation. These individuals find themselves raising children while taking care of aging parents.
I found out that I needed to contact an attorney to keep my mom from losing everything she'd earned and saved her entire life.
Our firm focuses on Medicaid asset protection planning. In other words, helping those who need to move to a nursing home protect their assets while qualifying for assistance to help them with the high costs of long-term care.
Dennis Richard told us how to protect her assets. Not only that, he and his staff were very sympathetic. They really cared about my mom and what was best for her.
Contact Richard and Associates at 405-235-2393 and let us help you too. 405-235-2393. Richard and Associates.
This is Robin Gunn. Dennis Helm with Smooth Dennis Roofing and Construction can also take care of any tree damage and do assessments with your insurance company and do all removal of any tree debris.
Smooth Finish Roofing and Construction.
If you've experienced any tree damage or roof damage or any damage at all from the recent ice storm,
everything that a storm would damage,
Dennis can take care of not only the damage but also tree removal.
Storm damage restoration.
If you need tree removal or damage that happened because of the trees or anything at all that has to do with construction or roofing, you'll want to call Dennis at Smooth Finish Roofing and Construction at 405-923-5127.
405-923-5127.
The Oklahoma Senior Journal highly recommends Smooth Finish Roofing and Construction. Remember, he will take care of any tree damage and removal.
And we're licensed with the City of Oklahoma City.
405-923-5127. And he'll work with your insurance company as well.
We're licensed with the State of Oklahoma Construction Construction Industries Board. Our license number is 8000242.
Do you or a loved one live with macular degeneration or vision loss due to cataracts, glaucoma, or stroke? Has your doctor told you there's nothing else she can do for you to improve your eyesight? Well, NewView Oklahoma is here to help. NewView empowers individuals facing vision loss, maximizing their opportunities to live life without limits through all stages of life. When you visit our Center for Low Vision and Blindness, our low vision optometrist will give you a comprehensive exam, identify your specific needs, and create a custom plan to help you maximize your vision and live independently. And you can rest assured we are taking all necessary precautions to keep our patients and staff safe from COVID-19. Vision loss can be devastating, but it's not the end of the story. Let NewView help you with your vision needs by calling us today at 855-811-9699 or visit us at newviewoklahoma.org. Most services are covered by Medicare and most third-party insurance. 855-811-9699 or visit us at newviewoklahoma.org.
That's right, forever young. And we love to say here, may the good Lord be with you down every road you roam, and may sunshine and happiness follow you when you're far from home. I just have two of my favorite guests. They've been on the most. They're from mindramp.org. That's MINDRAMP.org. Roger actually was working in a retirement community when he kind of got burnout as being an attorney, and you started driving a van. Is that correct, Roger?
That's exactly right. Yeah. That's where I fell in love with working with older people. Okay. And that it also taught me the 40 hours a week that I was with human beings that had challenges, and we found ways to not only survive but thrive.
Amen.
Yeah, so it started back there. And Michael also hasn't been doing this for his entire career, but had that love and curiosity as to how brains work.
Yeah, there you go. So these guys stepped into this out of a passion, so you know that they are dedicated to it. They also research their brains out. And so right now we're going to talk about the female brain. And let's just go right into that first question, and I'm going to pose this to Michael. You want to focus, we're focusing today on the woman's brain, and I tend to have one. So tell me why.
We're banking on it.
Yeah. Tell me why. Why are we focusing on that today?
Well, I got interested about a year ago. My wife gave me a book called The XX Brain, groundbreaking science empowering women to maximize cognitive health and prevent Alzheimer's disease. And it's by a neuroscientist and dietitian named Dr. Lisa Moscone. And I was reading her first book, which is about diet and the brain. And I think Roger and I think it's probably the best single book you can find, you know, with all of the information about eating and diet on the brain. But for some reason, I put aside the XX Brain and I didn't get back to it until just recently. And part of the reason I think was I didn't think I was going to find anything very new, because I know that Lisa Moscone believes the same stuff that we do. I mean, she takes very much the same approach. But as I started reading, I realized that, you know, there was this sort of male arrogance almost that we know everything about the female brain, and obviously we don't. And there are differences, yeah, you know, between the male brain and the female brain. And I realized that MindRamp really needs to, like you said, we research our brains out. I hope we don't totally research our brains out, but you know, we needed to research this because half the population, we were underserving half the population by not really understanding the differences. So I've been reading the book, I've been reading research. I still feel a little bit insecure about it. I'm coming at this more like an investigative journalist rather than an expert. So I want to caution, stuff that we say today, go and find out more. You know,
sure.
Don't take us as the be all and the end all, the final answer, but we will raise provocative things that people should look into. You know,
that's so. Right. I love that. Raising awareness. Did you want to add anything, Roger?
Not just raising awareness, but when Michael did the deep dive into this just in the last few weeks mm-hmm. and was passionate about this new field that I certainly didn't know about, mm-hmm. I realized that what he was finding wasn't just something. It was everything about the female brain that needs to be known by both men and women. And the first thing isn't just raising awareness, oh, you need to know about it. It's what we use with neuroscience and neuroplasticity and all this mm-hmm. new knowledge. Knowledge is power.
Yes.
And if you don't have the knowledge, you may look back and wonder 10 years from now, why didn't I just know that way back in 2000 about my brain or my wife's brain? I would have done something differently. The science is here. It's still emerging. Mm-hmm. So Michael and I are going to be trying to find out where this is going. And as of today, we're just going to tell you, here's what we see within the science in one of the best books we found by an author and a scientist who we respect.
Will you say the name of the book and the author one more time?
The Double X Brain, XX Brain, and then it's got this whole long, you know, subtitle, which you don't really need to know.
Okay.
It's by Lisa Moscone, Moscone.
Okay.
And you can Google and
sure.
you know, normal places. I mean, Amazon.
Absolutely, yes. Something that you were touching on, Roger, I just love the fact that you guys are taking this, you know, going into a deep dive, like you said, and looking into the women's brain compared to men's. I love that you're doing that, navigating that world. So do you feel like that women get equal treatment when it comes to brain health advice?
Well, that's one of the big revelations for me, is that no, women are not getting good treatment. Either, you know, in general, medical treatment, but more specifically, brain treatment. And there are a number of reasons for that. One of the things which has been true for most of the history of neuroscience research, and is just now beginning to change, is that almost all of the research was done on men.
Hmm.
You know, so
okay. Wow.
You don't know that whether women's brains are different. And because it's convenient and a lot of research is done in a university setting, it's not only men, but it's young white men you know, who are the test subjects, which is great if you happen to be a young white man.
Yeah.
You know,
one of the reasons that we want to point that out is that they weren't intending to avoid measuring women's brains and working on them or other things about neuroscience, but the young men are willing to work for pizza, and they are right. willing to be there. And most of the scientists for so many generations have been men. So the focus now shifts to undiscovered territory within women's brains. And I like to say they found one thing that I take to heart, and that is that men's and women's brains aren't better or worse than the other. They're just different. And if we don't know that they're different, we're all going to make mistakes.
Yeah, that's so true. Now, Roger, I promise you, if they would have added pizza with wine, I would have been there.
There you go.
Yeah, you just got to bring wine in for the women and we'll show up.
Yeah. Well, like I said, that is changing now. I mean, neuroscientists and researchers have realized the mistake that they had been making along. And the National Institutes of Health actually have a requirement now. When you get a grant from them, you have to include, you know, a component that looks at women's brains as well.
So very good.
You know, to see, is there a difference? And if there is a difference, what is it?
So. That's good. I was just going to ask you that. That's so good. That's great that they felt like, yeah, we've way overlooked half the population. So something that you are touching on right now that I'm just going to bring full circle, and we only have about 2.5 minutes, so we'll probably have to pick up most of the answer at the next segment. But are women's brains different from men's brains? And if so, how? So, yes, we have already touched on the fact they're different. So how are they different?
Well, since we only have a few minutes, maybe we can come to that. But a couple of points I wanted to make in terms of like the inadequate treatment.
Okay.
One of the examples, for example, is that women metabolize drugs quicker than men do. So if you get the same dosage, you know, which is what doctors do, they give the same dosage for drugs.
Right.
It's going to have twice the effect on women. My wife has recognized this in herself, so she tells doctors, give me the lowest dose.
I say the same thing, yes.
Well, there you go, because intuitively you're recognizing what's happening.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like if doctors don't realize that, they're over-medicating women, and that can have an effect on your brain.
Oh, absolutely. And I know that alcohol affects women and men completely differently, too.
Yep. Yeah. So there are all these different things that, you know, like Roger was pointing out, it doesn't mean women's brains and men's brains are more alike than they are different. But there is certain specific things that are different, you know, so like if it's the rate of metabolism, it can have a profound effect if you don't take that into consideration.
Absolutely. Okay, well, we did run out of time, but when we come back, the question I'm going to be posing is, how are men and women's brains different? So we'll be right back here on the Rise and Thrive OSJ Radio Hour. And you know what I'm going to ask you guys? What does that OSJ stand for?
Oklahoma Senior Journal.
That's right, guys. Here on the Eagle, 1640 AM, KZLS. We'll be right back with more from Mind Ramp, Roger and Michael. Yeah! All right, that's us. This is Robin Gunn. You're listening to us on the Rise and Thrive OSJ Radio Hour, which is that fantastic magazine out there for the last 28 years called the Oklahoma Senior Journal. I am with Michael Patterson and Roger Anionson. They are with MindRamp.org. It's literally called MindRamp Consulting. They also do a podcast, so I encourage you to go to MindRamp.org, and you can listen to a lot of different shows and a lot of different topics. They really do have a basket of information on the brain and, you know, working with alternatives other than a pill. And that's what I really do appreciate about what their research and studies are on. So before we took a break, we were talking about the differences between men's and women's brains. They are more similar than they are different, but they are different, and it's good to be aware of what those differences are. So what are the differences, Michael?
Yeah. Well, one of the interesting ways to start is with genetic differences. And what you were just saying is a good point. Men and women have basically the same genetic, you know, material, which makes us human.
Right.
So we are all human beings and not chimpanzees or naked mole rats or something. And we behave that way. But men and women have different chromosomes, the sex chromosomes. It's called the XY sex determination system, and women get 2X chromosomes. That's why Moscone's book is called Double X Brain. Men get an X and a Y chromosome, and it's almost as though women are the default position.
Mm-hmm.
If nothing else happens, you become a woman. But if you get that Y chromosome, almost something like 95% of that chromosome is dedicated to turning you into a man.
Okay.
Right away, you have genetic differences. It's interesting that the X chromosome is much bigger. It's huge compared to the Y chromosome. There are something like 78 genes on the Y chromosome. There are 100,100 genes, you know, on the X chromosome. And if you're getting two X's, that means you've got women have thousands of more genes than men do. So what is happening with those genes? Must be doing something. The initial thinking was that the extra X gets silenced it's quiet. But now recent research is showing not always that extra X chromosome that women have, a part of it actually is active. And this is part of the ongoing research, is like, what are those genes for? What are they actually doing in women that, you know, can't happen in men, because we don't have that,
right,
those genes. So, you know, it's this is, we need to learn more to figure out what's going on. But the indication is there, mm-hmm, that the genetic makeup of women is different than you know, it is in men.
Right.
What really makes a lot of the differences is that the genetic makeup of men and women determines the whole set of sex hormones,
okay,
that we have. And the sex hormones really make, I mean, that's what turns a man into a man and a woman into a woman, mm-hmm, creates all of the behavior changes. Hormones, you know, are obviously chemicals that flood the body and give the body instructions. I've heard it said that hormones that get into the brain are called neurotransmitters. Mm. And if you've been, you know, paying attention to,
right,
to the neuroscience, it's the neurotransmitters that go from one neuron to the next, one brain cell to the next, and communicate, facilitate the communication, and turn on genes, turn off genes, and so on. So it's the sex hormones make a huge amount of difference. And one of the things that Moscone talked about, which I found fascinating, was pointing out that both men and women go through these major transformations over the course of a lifetime. But women go through way many more transformations, like major remodeling of the brain. If you think about it, I mean, the first thing is you get, when we're born, the zygote either turns into a female or a male zygote. So that's a pretty significant transformation.
Yeah.
But then from childhood up till puberty, puberty is another major transformation.
Yes.
And men and women, you know, diverge along two different paths.
Mm-hmm.
And the whole brain becomes remodeled, like I was saying, at that time. When you're a child, your brain is filled with brain cells, thousands and billions of brain cells. When you reach puberty, the brain starts pruning away neurons, mm-hmm, and it's almost like reduced by half, because the brain is only focusing on those specific actions and the neural networks that are actually important. So literally, the brain is reshaped at puberty,
wow,
and you go off into. But then after puberty, women also start menstruating.
Yeah.
Men don't menstruate.
Right.
So there's
you guys can handle it if you did.
I'm not sure. See, that's why women, unfortunately, have to take on this burden, because they're so,
yeah,
much stronger than we are.
Yeah. Thank you.
So the hormonal fluctuations over the course of a month, you go from highs of estrogen, mm-hmm, and lows of progesterone, and then it reverses,
yes,
after your period. You know, so a woman's hormonal balance is going back and forth each month. So that's a transformation that men don't have to go,
right,
through.
I kind of wanted to touch on the mommy brain and the baby brain before we talked about, we're also going to talk about Alzheimer's. But I thought it'd be best to bring in the mommy brain first. I know that I have never had a child, but my sister-in-laws have, and they all have talked about that.
Yeah, no, that's actually right on point, because those were the next steps, major transformations that happen in a female body and brain that, mm-hmm, don't happen in men, is women get pregnant.
Right.
And your whole body and brain transforms when you become pregnant to being able to host another human being,
right,
inside your body, which is pretty dramatic,
yes,
you know, when you think about it. And so much of the energy and the hormonal processes are going towards supporting the baby. And that's, I think, why people begin to feel mommy brain. You know, it's there are hormonal changes. The hormones are being directed not to support the mommy so much as to support the fetus. So that can, and then of course, on top of that, pregnant women are not sleeping, they're not eating well, you know, all these other things that go in. So it's not surprising that there is a cognitive deficit. One of the things, well, just anticipating, we can talk about this later, but obviously then giving birth and carrying or caring for a child is another major transformation. And then finally, menopause.
Menopause, yes, yes.
Is the major transformation that, you know, happens to female brains that doesn't happen to men. And Moscone has this point when she's talking about menopause, but it also pertains to like mommy brain and baby brain. She said, "You are not crazy," because women start feeling, I think,
you know, really
like,
do.
What is going on? Going on is that your brain is being flooded by all these hormones that have different, you know, agendas, essentially, and are creating, moving your brain in different ways. And she said, "You're not crazy. This happens to all women in different ways."
Sure.
You know, but it's just your body is... Women are designed to go through these major transformations, which enables, you know, them to support pregnancy, to bring life into the world. And, you know, the negatives are the downside of that, but there are also positives.
Very positives. Roger, you were wanting to say something.
Yeah. Robin, this is a perfect example of Michael and Roger learning something after our days as a dad-to-be went by. Those words, "You're not crazy," that's new science. That was not known when our son was born and when Michael's daughters were born. And I look back on that, and even though we didn't think that they were crazy, there's some internalizing of that feeling like, am I ever going to be the same? Now that we know knowledge is catching up with what we should have known we're not going to waste any time to get the message out that men have to know this as well as women.
I agree, guys. All right, we're already up to our next break, but we'll be back. We've got some more show here for you. So we're talking to Roger and Michael of MindRamp.org, and we'll be back with more show. This is so interesting on the female brain and what men should also know too here on the Rise and Thrive OSJ Radio Hour, which stands for that fantastic magazine out there, the Oklahoma Senior Journal, here on the Eagle, 1640 AM KZLS. We'll be right back.
As the premier provider of in-home senior care, our mission is to ensure a better quality of life for our clients and their families by providing dependable and affordable care. You want the very best to help your loved ones, someone you can trust. At Senior Helpers, our caregivers are not just certified in Alzheimer's, dementia, and Parkinson's care, but they can also help with light therapeutic exercise, home safety and fall prevention, transportation assistance, medication management, and even the simple things like fresh meal prep and personal care and companionship. Of course, each has also passed a thorough background check. That is, senior care, only better. Senior Helpers is not just one of the best-known in-home care providers. We are also an industry leader in the field of Alzheimer's and dementia care.
Give Lori or Tamara a call at Senior Helpers right here in Oklahoma City at 405-608-4339.
Brenda, imagine running into you here at the store. After we retired, I totally lost track of you.
You look so confident, Mary. What's the secret?
I've stopped worrying about dementia. My confidence comes from ramping up my brain. Everyone wants a better brain.
You mean after retirement, you are actually improving your brain? You are building your own cognitive reserve?
Yes. The trusted friends I've met through Villages OKC have introduced me to exciting new opportunities such as the brain on music and the brain on chocolate.
Ooh, now I'm really curious. Think I can ramp up my brain?
Oh, yes. Call Villages OKC at 405-990-6637.
Okay, let me write that down. Call 405-990-6637.
Or find it online, villagesokc.org. A plan, not a place, to ramp up your brain.
I'm ramping up my brain at Villages OKC. Villagesokc.org, 405-990-6637. A plan, not a pill.
Today, in this ever-changing world of insurance, we at MCM know that understanding health coverage can be overwhelming and confusing. Our goal is to help you navigate the world of Medicare to get the coverage you need and deserve. What sets our team apart is the fact that we put our hearts into helping our clients find the plans that best fit their individual needs. In our office, we provide a Medicare store where our clients are able to access and compare each company and their plan benefits. Call 405-842-0494 today to schedule an in-person appointment, or you can visit our website at mcmmedicare.com. Again, it's 405-842-0494 and our website, MCM, spell out Medicare.com. You can also find us on Facebook under MCM Insurance, and you can always stop by our office at 2232 West Hefner Road, Suite A. We're right by the post office.
Navigating through Medicare.
Caring Transitions is the nation's largest and most trusted provider of relocation and resale services. When someone is moving or downsizing, we help plan, pack, sort, and organize. We also help sell unwanted items through estate sales or our own online auctions. We specialize in managing projects for older adults and their families. Caring Transitions provides support for older adults, families who may be moving or downsizing. Our goal is to reduce stress and help plan, pack, sort, and organize. We also help sell any unwanted items through estate sale or our own online auctions. You can contact Margo Gonzalez at 405-819-8752. Again, that number is 405-819-8752. Our website address is Caring Transitions, more MOOREOK.com. Again, that's Caring Transitions, more MOOREOK.com. Caring Transitions.
Well, hello there. This is Robin Gunn, the publisher and editor of the Oklahoma Senior Journal Magazine, and now on-air host with KZLS 1640, The Eagle, coming to you every Saturday morning at 9 a.m. We're so proud to be able to bring you these programs, but there's something else we're very proud about. A year ago, we added an app. So the Oklahoma Senior Journal now has an app you can put right on your smartphone, and let me tell you how to do that, because it's easy. All you need to do is pull up your phone exactly like you're going to send a text, and in that to line, where you would normally put someone's name or phone number, you put these numbers, 95577. That's 95577. And it'll automatically separate and put a dash in there, and that's okay. And then down in the message part of your text, type this, all like it's one word, 50PLUS. 50PLUS. 50 plus. Then hit the send button, and you'll automatically get a link that will allow you to download the Oklahoma Senior Journal right on your phone. Now, how great is that? You'll be able to listen to all these radio shows. We have a find your car, like if you park your car in a location, it'll put a pin in it, it'll walk you back to your car. All of the Oklahoma Senior Journal issues are on there, videos, and a myriad of other 15 options that are available on the app. So please download the Oklahoma Senior Journal app today. This is Robin Gunn. We're on the Rise and Thrive OSJ Radio Hour, which stands for the Oklahoma Senior Journal. And I am talking to Michael Patterson and Roger Anionson of MindRamp.org, affectionately known as the Brain Guys. We are talking all about the female brain today, which is highly interesting to me. And I have learned, I didn't actually realize this, that women are actually more likely to get Alzheimer's over men. What can women do to minimize the unpleasantness, well, of menopause and lower the risk for dementia?
Yeah, let me start up first by addressing why are women 50% more likely to have Alzheimer's. The first thought that people had was, well, women live longer. So the fact, you know, just the fact that you live longer is means you are more likely to accumulate the damage that's going to lead to dementia. But more and more, the age gap is getting reduced. Men are sort of catching up to women and beginning to realize that it's not so much age per se. It has much more to do with the changes in hormone, the hormonal transformations that we were talking about. And estrogen in particular, you know, when you go through menopause, there's a drop in estrogen, and estrogen is actually protective of the brain. One of the things that I learned, a differentiation, is you can go through what's called an artificial menopause or a natural menopause. Artificial menopause is like if you have a hysterectomy. So women who have their ovaries and their uteruses removed are forced almost into an artificial menopause, and estrogen levels just go whoom, zoom down, and that, you know, creates a huge shock to the system. And because you're sort of, you know, making it as simple as possible, you're losing the protective effect that estrogen has on your brain. That's part of what makes you more likely to get Alzheimer's. Also, estrogen is protective in another in a lot of other diseases. So women are more, well, if they have cardiovascular disease or heart disease or diabetes, those things contribute to dementia. Going back to our discussion about women not being treated as well as men, heart disease is one of those considerations. It's, I didn't know this, but the symptoms of a heart attack are different in women than they are in men. The classic Hollywood thing of grabbing your chest.
You know,
that's what happened in men. Women, it's much more subtle. You don't have this dramatic, you know, men, I guess, are drama queens. That doesn't happen to women. So it largely goes undiagnosed, and people will, you know, medical or EMT will say, you know, you're probably just having acid reflux or something. Something like 50% women are 50% more likely to die in the first year after a heart attack because it goes undiagnosed. So, I mean, there are a variety of reasons why Alzheimer's happens, you know, more prevalently. That begs the question then, what can you do? What can women do to, A, try to prevent, you know, to do something about lowering that risk for dementia, and also lowering the unpleasantness of menopause? And all of this goes back to really trying to regulate the levels of estrogen and regulate the hormones in the body. We didn't discuss this previously, but again, it begs the question about what about hormone replacement therapy or menopause, what is it called, MHT, menopause hormone treatment.
And I'm actually doing that myself, and I'm doing it with natural hormones from somebody named Sarah Botchlet, and she has a clinic in Choctaw. She's on page 23 of her magazine. I would like to give a shout out to her. This is her second time to be in the magazine, and I've sent a number of people to her, and they just give me rave reviews. I mean, I literally didn't. You literally do think you're going to go to a clock tower and shoot people because, it's
so
horrible.
You experienced the real difference then.
Very much. And it's night and day when you get on some of these natural hormones.
What I'm learning, and a message that I want to put out again, and this is getting to, into an area where I'm a little insecure, but it's clear that hormone replacement theory, one, has to be unique to the individual. It shouldn't be a one size fits all approach.
Oh, yeah, exactly. You're right. You do go through a lot of testing and lab work before she even remotely puts anything into your system.
And it depends whether if you had a hysterectomy, you should get one type of hormone theory. You know, didn't have a hysterectomy and still have a uterus, you need to get a different kind. And also, it seems like the evidence is suggesting, well, two important things, that the closer you start doing the hormone therapy to menopause, the better off it is for you. Mm-hmm. You know, so like you shouldn't 10 or 15 years after menopause, starting hormone replacement therapy is not such a good idea, apparently.
Okay.
The second thing, and again, this is just as I understand it, but check with your doctor.
Yes.
It's not great to continue it forever.
Hmm.
You know, it should be done 10, 15 years, something like that.
Right.
And I think what happens is that gradually your hormonal balance comes back
regulates
into balance.
Itself, again, yes,
yeah.
Yes.
You know, so that you're okay and you don't want to overdo it at that
right.
point. So if you can balance out your hormones, that not only helps you get rid of the negative aspects of menopause, but should help protect against Alzheimer's. And then we have time when we come back, there are a couple of other important things that we can talk about.
Okay, great. We'll do that. We'll be right back here, guys. This will be our shortest break, so you want to have pens and paper ready. Also know how you can learn more from these two gentlemen. We are talking about the female brain, and we'll be right back here on the Rise and Thrive OSJ Radio Hour, which stands for the Oklahoma Senior Journal, here on the Eagle, 1640 AM, KZLS. Shortest break, 1 minute. Hey, guys, I don't want to waste any time. So, Michael, just tell me how you want to wrap up this show on the female brain.
Well, I wanted to say a little bit more about what you can do to prevent the what women can do to prevent the risk of Alzheimer's, and also to make menopause a little bit, you know, easier.
Mm-hmm.
There is testing that can be done, and if I recommend going to Moscone's book, because
okay.
she really walks you through, you know, those things. But a lot of what she recommends is what Roger and I always recommend for everybody, you know, men and women, in terms of minimizing your risks for Alzheimer's, and we lump that under what we call the cogwheels.
Mm-hmm.
So Moscone, perhaps because she's a dietitian, but probably more likely because it is so significant, is what you eat, you know, your diet, having a good diet.
Yes.
Because food is fuel for your brain, and it helps create the hormones and, you know, sort of design. So having a good diet, getting enough exercise, diet and exercise
yes.
are two major things that she talks about. And then lowering your stress levels. When you're stressed, your body produces cortisol. And what that does is actually diminish the sex hormones that you need, like estrogen and
mm-hmm.
progesterone. So when you're chronically stressed, you're not getting the good sex hormones that you need, you
right.
know, and balance it out. Enough sleep, if you're not getting
yeah.
enough sleep, you know, that can
Roger.
And that's a problem with pregnancy and motherhood and so on, you know.
I do want to encourage people. Choctaw Women's Clinic actually deals with this. So that's something that you can call and reach out to at 405-620-0049. Roger, did you want to say anything before we head out?
When you mentioned that you were working with a professional, an expert,
mm-hmm.
it's precision application, because you're not just coming back in a year. You want to work with
yes.
someone, and you be educated and
yes.
then learn from them and work together rather than just come back at a time and say, how are you doing?
That's exactly right. And she works with me every 4 months. She's excellent. All right, guys. Well, how does somebody get a hold of you, and is there a cost for your podcast?
Podcasts are free at this point. So you just go to our website, MindRamp, MindRamp.org. Go
okay.
to the podcast page, and you can just scroll through. We've got, I think, 60 podcasts that
wow.
you can
pick from. Yes, that's great.
I'm going to be writing more about the female brain and probably do another podcast, you know, with the information.
Good.
That's a great source, I
yes.
think.
Will you say the book one more time before we've got to head out?
The Double X Brain by Lisa Moscone.
Beautiful.
Moscone.
Well, thank you guys for being on. I've always learned something. I love it. Love it.
Thank you, Robin.
Absolutely. Yes. And we'll have you back on in, if not December, in January 2021, here on the Rise and Thrive OSJ Radio Hour, which stands for the Oklahoma Senior Journal. We're all rooting for 2021, aren't we, guys? Go 2021! Okay, here on the Eagle, 1640 AM, KZLS. We'll see you next week.